Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Patriots, yes.
Do you agree this is a Super Bowl team? Greg?
No.
I think
you guys are very good. I think the Patriots are very good. I think Drake May, I just said, I think he could potentially be an MVP guy down the stretch. I don't think the roster is quite there yet.
Are you doing it to spite me, though?
No, I'm not doing it to spite you at all. You asked me to give you a football opinion of a guy that watches a lot of football, and I'm giving you my opinion.
Greg Olson got a little snippy with
who's he
checking? Portnoy.
Oh, that was Portnoy.
Yeah, that was Portnoy there.
A little tone issue there.
Portnoy won.
Wake up, Barstool.
He kind of wanted to ask one of those rhetorical questions. Are we all agreeing that the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders? Yeah. And Olson's like, no. And he's like, whoa, okay.
I'd like to hear the answer why he didn't. I don't know if it goes on to explain why he doesn't think they're Super
Ted
Bowl
asking,
contenders.
Ye shall receive.
And I know this has turned into a Patriots show, but there are actually other teams that are competitive in the league. And I think Vrabel could be coach of the year. I think Drake May could be an MVP candidate. I'm not debating any of the success.
You think the Bills are a Super Bowl team?
They wouldn't be my favorite.
Better
they
chance.
Wouldn't
than
be
the
my
Patriots,
favorite
though.
Right now. They have a better chance than the Patriots.
Well, that's just nuts. I mean, they lost by 40 to the Dolphins. We already beat them.
I mean, wow. Fair point. I'd be curious why Greg doesn't think that they are Super Bowl contenders.
There was
he
that
hates
little
Tom
hint.
Brady.
Is that what it is?
Well, Brady bumped him from his broadcast.
He sure did.
Yeah, but I don't know if Brady likes the Patriots. He wouldn't pick a side last week.
You haven't seen his latest power rankings?
Oh, no. What'd he say?
What?
No.
Wait,
oh.
You haven't seen where Brady
gosh.
Has the Pats?
You guys have power rankings.
Because last week he said, don't ask me to pick between these two teams.
Well,
I can't
he picked.
Pick.
He's picked. Now he's picked. So Tom Brady's power rankings. Number one. Can you believe this? Who do you think he has number one? Should I do this?
This is radio. Yeah, do it.
So who do you think has number one? Or who has that number one?
The Patriots?
No.
No, Stiz just told you what number he had, but you weren't listening. Perfect.
I'm getting it from all sides here.
That's what she said.
They won the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, the Eagles.
There you go.
Okay, chalk.
Number two, which is a team that I think is very much we were talking about, they might have the MVP quarterback. They have a great defense.
The Rams.
There you go. And number three, the highest-rated AFC team he has to be his power rankings are?
The Patriots.
There you go. So he has the Patriots as the best team in the AFC.
Okay, so he has the Patriots as the best team. So he has them as a Super Bowl contender if you're the best
correct.
Team in the AFC.
Correct.
Yours, correct.
I'm surprised Olsen, not a Super Bowl contender. Is he concerned about depth? Does he think that
well, he did say the roster isn't quite there yet, which I would on the surface, I probably agree with him that the roster isn't quite there yet, but the roster is there to the point where you're 8-2 and you're winning all the games. And, you know, we can bitch about depth, but if they keep winning games and my guy Ponder or whoever gets a
whoa,
sack
whoa,
here.
You brought him
Elijah,
into the club?
Yeah, kind of. Once I learned his first name.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of twisting in the wind a little bit if you really are trying to make a case for the Patriots to not be contenders. I don't know how you can can do that. Quite honestly, when you look at the rest of their schedule versus the other AFC contenders' schedules, the Patriots have the easiest schedule out of all the other AFC teams that are competing for the playoffs by far.
And they're going to knock each other off. They all have to play each other. And
correct.
There's correct. Guaranteed to be losses in there somewhere for somebody.
The crazy thing is there's the Patriots could maybe bake in one or two more losses and still get the number one seed.
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
The crazy thing.
I'm sorry, Andy, just real quick. Ted, we set the floor on the postgame show the other night at 13-4. Agree or disagree?
The floor of their record now.
I'd say 12-5.
Yeah. Then they'd go 4-3 down the stretch.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's worst case scenario. Let's say you lose to the Bills and into the Ravens, and you lose one of the cupcake games.
Trap game Jets.
Yeah. Or the Bengals, who else they got? I can't remember. Giants, I mean, who knows? But I almost feel like you could lose two games and still get the number one seed. That's the crazy part. So I feel like they are comfortably right now after 10 weeks in control of that number one seed. That should be the goal right now.
And Olsen acknowledged Drake May as an MVP candidate, and he acknowledged Mike Vrabel as a coach of the year. And he kind of has to acknowledge that they're going to make the playoffs and at worst have a home game, maybe be the number one seed. If you're those three things, how can you not be a Super Bowl contender?
Well, there's one argument.
What's that?
For that. If they're the number one seed and teams like the Jags get, I mean, you know, not the Jags, but the Ravens.
Yeah.
Or the Chiefs are like six seeds and seven seeds.
Yeah, it's not great.
And then all of a sudden you're playing one of them.
Yeah.
And they get hot at the end of the season. Yeah. That's not ideal.
Yeah, but I got a puncher shot. I'm at home, and I got Drake May. And
well, their two losses are at home. So I don't know about being at home as being they're undefeated on the road. So I don't know if that benefits you, but you see what I'm saying. I mean, the Chiefs, they're like the Golden State Warriors. They start to play at the end of the year. We've been jerking around the regular season. Now let's take it serious. And then maybe the Ravens, too. So you got to be careful. They might get a heavyweight matchup in their first divisional round if they get the number one seed.
Okay, so Ted, you poked a couple holes in Greg Olson's argument. You questioned his logic in his argument there. Let's hear Tony Romo's assessment on the Patriots and their ability to be Super Bowl contenders and compete to play in the big game, and see how we kind of compare that to Olson. Let's see which guy who sees these games, does these games, which guy has a stronger argument.
I think that biggest thing, I mean, the MVP changes every week, we feel like, but he's had some sustained success for a while now. For such a young guy to come in and really understand football, and he's benefited from having Josh McDaniels there, and you need a coach, somebody to really teach you, and then you get to show off your talent, which he has, and boy, it's come to fruition. I mean, if people did not think this team was for real, they are. New England can make a run in the playoffs.
So that was an answer to Greg Olson. How'd you think Romo did?
Oh, I don't think he gave really anything.
Did he say polk high football rules and get a cheap pop?
Give me hard, fast facts to back up. He was just saying they beat the Bucs, so they're for real. Which, I think this was a measuring stick for a lot of people, right? You beat the Bills early in the season, then you played a bunch of cupcakes. Are you still that team that beat the Bills? Oh, yeah, they are, right? So that's why where I think that comes from. But his argument was a little weak. He just was excited that basically saying that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because the Patriots just beat a very good team in the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Does he another, saw it because he's there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you were going through some of the quality wins some of these other teams have. I don't know if another team that can be considered a Super Bowl contender outside of maybe the Eagles has the quality of wins that the Patriots do with the Bills and the Bucs. Like, those are...
On the road.
And on the road, no less. Yeah, that winning out of house. Well, I guess the only quality game at home or tough game they'll have the rest of the way to prove that they can also win big games at home would be the Bills.
Right. If you sweep the Bills, and the problem with, you know, we always talk about, like, in hindsight, you're like, oh, the Panthers game was not a good win, and then they go on a winning, they beat the Bills, and you're like, oh, maybe that Panthers win was better. If you beat the Bills, and you beat the Bills twice, and the Dolphins mm-hmm. Do we start to just say, oh, the Bills aren't that good? So does it almost diminish one of your best wins?
It's tough because you could say, well, they lost to the Raiders. And the Raiders really suck.
Yep.
So
you suck.
You suck then, right? So you could do that game all day long, I think.
Yeah. And so who won the – so you think Greg Olsen had the better argument? Because Dan wanted a definitive answer here. Which guy made a stronger argument? Patriots are not
both,
Super Bowl
They both sucked, I thought. But I'm going with Romo because he was all excited and he was like a little puppy dog. And he was just, you know, he was impressed with that win. And I am too. I mean, I think that was an impressive win. I think it was the conditioning, the heat on the road, you know, against a team that has had four comeback wins. They had a chance to come back and beat the Patriots. They could not do it. The Patriots put them away. And the Patriots are winning with room for error. That was a terrible interception that Drake threw
yes.
at the end of that game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they still won the game.
Like, yeah.
How many teams win the game when a quarterback makes that mistake at the end of the game?
They don't.
They have mistakes built in and are still winning. That tells you how good this team is.
And look how far they've come. Last time Drake threw what should have been a back-breaking interception in the end zone, they lost because they turned it over six times in the game. Right. This time they were able to overcome it.
That's right. Right. They're just the team that has the ability to overcome mistakes because of the brilliant play of their quarterback.
Right. That being said, I don't want to see that interception in the playoffs against the Ravens or in the playoffs. In your scenario, you're the one seed and you're waiting for Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson to come to Gillette.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise a red zone interception and think you're going to overcome it.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see the Patriots play a team that is really good on offense and really like a Rams or a Seattle. Or even a Colts. Those teams have really good offenses with really good defenses. The Patriots have played teams that have really good offense and a bad defense, or vice versa.
Right.
A complete team they have yet to play, and that makes me nervous. So, you know, if when they play, you know, who they got the Ravens and they got the Bills. Are the Ravens a complete team? No, their defense sucks. The Bills' defense sucks. A ton of injuries on their defense, so they haven't really played a great all-around team all season long, and that's what makes me nervous about them going all the way. I still think they can because I think they can get better, but there hasn't been a team on their schedule that has a complete team all season long.
So they'll take care of that with the Colts in the AFC title game and then the Rams in the Super Bowl, and we'll figure out just how good they are, and hopefully we'll be in Santa Clara.
That tape's going to get used against us real soon.
617-779-7937. How confident are you in your New England Patriots right now and just how good they are, how they measure up to the rest of the competition in terms of Super Bowl contenders? But up next, we need to get to this topic. We referenced it a little bit earlier. The Giants need a new head coach, and a couple guys with ties to Foxborough. One's here right now, one's used to be here, are being bandied about as options to replace Brian Daboll in New York. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.